Academic Aesthetic for Wednesday, April 26, 2006. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another fabulous edition of the Academic Aesthetic. I am your host, Aaron the Art Guy Smith, and I've got a lot on my plate today. Today, I'm actually not teaching any classes. It's what is called a travel day for me, because I just finished teaching in one building, and I'm got one day to get all my supplies together and lesson planning and all that, and move on to my next building tomorrow. So I'm at my base school right now, and I did a lot of that stuff last night, because today we also have my base school's multicultural dinner. It's an annual event. We celebrate all different kinds of cultures and everything, and I need to go hang up all this artwork that's been taken down off the walls over the past week or two. Kids like to run down the hallways and stuff, and then they hit things on the walls and they fall off, so I gotta deal with that. But before I do, I thought I'd record a podcast because, well, it's been a while. Okay, now, today is not my only busy day. This Saturday, April 29th, I'm going to be participating in the Den Challenge, which is also called Capture Baltimore's Inner Harbor. Now, this is an event that's coinciding with the Volvo Ocean Race's visit to Baltimore's Inner Harbor. Since I am in Maryland, it's not that far away. And it's also being considered a pre-event for the MICA conference that's coming up. MICA is the annual educational technology conference that they have in the Baltimore Convention Center. If you ever get a chance to go to a convention in the Convention Center, very, very beautiful building. I really like the architecture. As a visual artist, I think it works. And they have all kinds of conferences there, not just education and technology and stuff like that. If you're into anime, they also have a convention there called Otakon every year, which you get to see a lot of people dressed up as cartoon characters. It's quite amusing. And Mike is going to be next week, May 3rd and 4th. I'll be going to that. I'll be presenting on blogging. And I'm only presenting one day. And then the rest of that day and the other day I'll be there, I get to go see all the presentations and the keynote speakers. And I'll be podcasting about that too, I'm sure. Now, flash forward a bit, May 20th, there's going to be another Den event where we're going to go see an Orioles game, and I may or may not go to that, I don't know. Might be interesting. Haven't really put my foot down one way or the other yet. But then, in June, on the 25th through the 29th, I'll be one of the people going to Valley Forge for the regional Discovery Educator Network event. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm from Pennsylvania, so it'll be nice to go back to my home state, although I didn't grow up anywhere near Valley Forge. I don't think I've ever been there. So that's going to be another cool event for me to attend. And then in July, I'll be one of two Maryland residents who gets to go to the Discovery Educator Network Leadership Conference. Every region selected two people, so every state selects two people to go to this, and I'm one of them. Now, the other Maryland person, whose name escapes me at the moment, but she did a session on editing video using Movie Maker and XP. I do have to say, I like iMovie better than Movie Maker, but now it's nice that I know both, so I really liked her session. It had a much better attendance than my blogging session that I did earlier this year. And, well, I suppose that's partially due to the fact that it was jointly planned by Montgomery County Public Schools, if I remember correctly. So, kudos for her. That was a really cool event, and they even got people from other states to come in for that, so that was awesome. But she'll be going to that leadership conference, and so will I, and not exactly what that's entailing yet, but I'm sure it'll be good. Now, there's a reason why I'm just spouting off all these dates. Of all these things I'm doing, the only one that doesn't specifically relate to the Discovery Educator Network is MICA. And even there, I'm co-presenting with Rachel Amstutz, who is the director for Discovery Educator Network in Maryland. So it's sort of like I'm turning into not an educational podcaster, but a den podcaster. Is that a bad thing? I don't think so. And I don't really think it's totally the case, because even if I wasn't part of the Discovery Educator Network, I'd still be finding events that I could go to podcast about. I'd still be coming up with ideas for things. I'd still be trying to get people to blog and stuff. If I wasn't using United Streaming in the classroom, I'd be using videos that I either made myself or found on archive.org. Discovery Educator Network is just a really nice resource, and when I find a nice resource, I'm going to use it to the fullest extent I can. So that's why you're hearing so much about the Discovery Educator Network in my podcast recently, because it's cool. Now, there's one more event, probably going to be in June, but we haven't really planned that much about it yet. It's going to be in Prince George's County, because I was talking with Rachel M. Stutz about how we'd had several Discovery Educator Networks that were in driving distance of Prince George's County, but there was nothing that was really for Prince George's County. I mean, Montgomery County had that movie maker thing, and that really turned out well. I'd like to do one for Prince George's County. Actually, I asked if we could have one in Prince George's County, and she said, great, what would you like to do? So, if you can hear that, my chair is creaking something awful. Oh, well. So, I had no idea. I don't want to keep doing blogging. I don't want to be a one-trick pony, just doing, oh, here's what you can do with blogging, and here's what you can do with blogging, and, oh, by the way, here's what you can do with blogging. I want to come up with other stuff, too. So I made a list of things that I wouldn't mind presenting about. Google Earth, digital photography, video editing, PowerPoint presentations, not just how to make them, but how to make them look nice, web design, United Streaming, all different things I felt qualified to stand up and say something about. And I made a survey. Now, I'm not going to tell you where the survey address is, because I think it was created over 10 days ago by now, and I use Zoomerang, which only lets you see the results for 10 days anyway. But I emailed that to the people who I had email addresses for in the four buildings that I teach at. And I asked them, hey, check out the survey, because I might be able to do this technology session in June sometime, and I'd like to know your opinion on which is better. So they all selected them. They rated different things. They said which days would be better for them to go and attend the session. Would they like door prizes? Guess what? Most of them said yes. Some people didn't say anything about that, which surprises me, but oh well. And it turns out the thing that most of them were interested in, with nobody saying, well, I'd show up just for the food, or I won't show up at all, was digital photography. I think that's really cool, because I love photography, and I love to teach photography. I don't get to teach it that much in an elementary school. I'm working on grant money to get some cameras so I can, and that's exactly the problem. I don't have a lot of cameras. So if I do digital photography, I'm either going to have to scrounge some cameras, or I'm going to have people bring their own cameras, or we'll work something out if I'm doing that. Now, very close to being equal to that in interest were things on free and legal multimedia, which I happen to know a lot about, because when I go in and I show a lot of stuff to my students, if it's not from United Streaming, I have to get it from someplace else. United Streaming is a great resource, but they don't have everything. So I find a lot of stuff in other places and I use it, but remember from previous podcasts, I'm a cheapskate. I'm not going to pay money for it, so I find resources that I don't have to pay for. And because I'm also someone who doesn't want to go to jail or pay lots of money for fines, I find stuff that is free, but I'm allowed to use in the classroom. And the third thing that people were interested in more than the other things was digital video editing, which I feel comfortable doing because I do a lot of it already with iMovie. Now, if I'm to pick which of those I'm going to do, My favorite of those will probably be digital photography. If I can't get the cameras, I'll probably switch to showing people how to find free and legal multimedia. Digital video editing, I'll probably back off on just because I'm going to be doing so much of it. I think there's going to be a lot of that at Valley Forge. I'm pretty sure we're going to be doing some of that on Saturday because they are giving us cameras to walk around the Inner Harbor. That's what's called Capture the Inner Harbor. We're capturing it on film and whatever. Digital film, of course. I'll be bringing my own camera, too, just so I can record my own experiences, which I think will be neat. So, I'd like to have some variety. We'll see how that works. Well, I've been rambling on for a little while. I should probably wrap this up. If you like what you're hearing, or if you don't like what you're hearing, by all means, give me a comment. You can send an email to theartguy@gmail.com, or you could go to my website, which is at academicaesthetic.com, and you can go down and click on comments and leave a comment. It'll ask for a blogger account, but you don't have to put in a blogger account. You should be able to type in a comment without signing up for a blogger account if you don't have one. And that's about it. This is a little bit longer than usual. I'm already up to over 11 minutes 30 seconds. And until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well.